Hello, friends. Welcome to the Improvised Wikipedia podcast. I am here with my friend Glenn Tickle.
I'm here with my friend John Lunger, and we are about to continue our never-ending quest to rewrite all of Wikipedia one page at a time so that we can... We decided that the ultimate goal is that we get Wikipedia when we do better than them.
Right. When we prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that we are better authors than the Wikipedia community, we are going to get all of Wikipedia somehow.
And you keep score, and you have been. And look, we're a little behind. I don't like that. So we've brought in some help this week. You heard her briefly last time. We have comedian and friend Aaliyah Brown here to help us out.
Hey, guys. I'm ready to prove Wikipedia wrong.
Heck yeah. So
it's not hard. It's like, don't freak out about it. Wikipedia is pretty bad.
Yeah. So as you saw last week when you were in the studio, when we were being dumb idiots and losing to what should have been a slam dunk Velcro episode.
Well, I mean, it was a tie. We didn't lose. Let's call it what it is. We've got 2 points. Wikipedia's got
If you're willing to settle.
We've tied twice. Well, I mean, in that episode, you taught us that ties are worth half a point.
They're worth half a point in chess.
So, whatever.
It's then you don't have a weird third column where you're doing math, and it makes it simpler, I think.
Yeah, because everybody loves those simple chess rules.
Yeah, there was a very minor rule change to the official FIDE tournament competition rules. It was a big deal a couple years ago. And
cool,
I pitched it to the outlet I was writing for at the time, and they were not interested. And then I tried pitching it freelance to a couple other places, and they're like, "Nobody cares. Leave us alone."
So surprising.
Look. I've had some chess stories that I've written do very well.
It was like slash fiction, like chess stories?
No, I mean like news stories. There was Webster University has a very, very good chess team led by Susan Polgar, the first. Magnus Carlsen falsely got credit for being the first person to win the chess Triple Crown. She did it years before, but because she did it as a woman, nobody cared. So when Magnus Carlsen was getting credit for it, I posted like the first, well, actually it was Susan Polgar, and then other nerds were getting mad at me for I guess trying to steal it away from Magnus Carlsen, but he's fine too. But Webster University ran a series of billboards. There was another, I forget which one, but there was a nearby college that was had a series of billboards along the highway advertising their sports program.
Right. This is that Frances McDormand movie, right?
I would have, if this was the plot of that movie, which I didn't see, I would definitely have seen it. But so Webster University bought the next few billboards and they put photos of their chess players and they're like, all of our best athletes are chess player or like something like that.
Right, right.
So then the other athletes at Webster University were super pissed because the billboard wasn't patting them on the back enough for being real good at softball or whatever.
Sure.
So they were real mad at the billboards. But objectively, their chess team had a better record than any other competitive team at the school. So they are the best. Like, they deserve those billboards.
And that's why ties should be worth half a point.
So that's why ties should be half a point.
Brought it back together. But as if to politely say, I'm a guest here, and this conversation is boring me.
But I got angry emails and stuff from not even student athletes, but, like, their parents would be like, my Jeremy plays softball at Webster, and he's very upset.
Grew up spoiled all his life, this Jeremy.
Yeah. I don't know why that's my go-to.
Go-to shitty kid
go-to
name.
Jerk name.
Yeah. Well, let's do it. Let's dive in. Let's get a topic. You are our guest. So what's a noun that you want to know more about?
I think I'd like to learn a little bit more about the art of whittling.
Oh, heck yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
God, this is... Chalk it up already. Gonna call it, all right. Call it a win for us. We are whittling fools.
Whittling invented... Not really invented. The term... was given because, like, look, you can whittling, of course, we'll do the first paragraph. Explain,
you're so excited right now. I need you to take a deep breath.
I'm getting ahead of myself with whittling.
Okay, whittling is a term I think that is popularized in the Appalachians, right?
Of course,
definitely.
But I think we can all agree that the concept of making shapes out of wood predates the concept of whittling, which is
right.
what I think you were excited
that's,
about.
That's what I was trying to say, was, you know, early stone knives were being used to make ducks out of wood well before modern pocket knives on camping trips were doing it.
Yeah, I mean, that's why there's so many cultural references of those ancient wooden ducks.
It's a common whittling object. I think whittling specifically has not a negative connotation, but more of a casual one, right? If you are like a wood carver.
Like a woodworker.
You're not whittling.
No.
Right? If you're a chubby little 10-year-old Boy Scout on a camping trip making a wooden duck that 20 years later your friend's going to make fun of you for referencing, then you're whittling, baby.
It's the first time you ever called me a friend. Not really.
No,
not
I do really. At the beginning of every episode.
I know, but only
show.
Because you have to. Only because you have to.
I don't. That the beginning thing where for some reason we introduce each other happened very organically, and we've done it every time, and we've never talked about it until right now.
Yeah, we probably. I mean, no one cares. Let's get back to woodworking, right?
Whittling.
Whittling.
Yeah, whittling.
Specifically.
Yeah,
there's
well, specifically.
A huge difference.
A huge. Well, what's the
huge
difference?
Difference?
The difference is woodworking.
Not you.
Uses complex tools and other instruments. Whittling, you get a knife
and wood.
Piece of wood, and you make it happen, baby.
Right. I also feel like there's a professional / amateur type approach to whittling, right? Like I, if I'm, even if I'm a woodworker, but like I'm not doing it for fame or glory or fortune, right?
Yeah.
Maybe I consider myself a whittler as opposed to like a formal woodworker. Judging by how long it took you to answer and how you did not make eye contact, I can understand that both of you think I'm full of shit. So
I don't. I do think the distinction is the tools at play.
Well, I think with whittling, you start with one piece of wood, and that's the only piece of wood you use. But with woodworking,
right.
That just opens the door for all kinds of wood coming into your project.
Right. You're not whittling a dovetail joint.
Right. Yeah. You don't need wood glue when you're whittling.
No, it's real simple. One person, one tool, one piece of wood.
Right.
Have you ever whittled?
No, not professionally, no.
That's why you want to learn more about it. Oh, you dabble?
No.
Not at all?
Just sounds fun to say.
So you were like, I'm going to take this opportunity to learn more about a noun, and instead of something that you actually wanted to learn about, you're like, here's a fun word!
Absolutely.
It is a fun word.
It's such a fun word.
It's definitely a fun word.
Also, I think when we get to the disambiguation page for whittling, whittling is also the gerund form of when you turn L's into W's to do baby talk.
Whittle baby.
Oh, that whittle baby.
Now that I'm a professional in.
Right. That's also called whittling.
Could you tell us what the act of whittling is using
D's.
Whittling?
I believe it's D's, not T's. I don't know. You really hit that T hard.
First, you get a whittle piece of wood. Then, when you're ready, you get a whittle knife. And with a whittle knife, you carve a whittle duck.
I'm uncomfortable listening to this.
It was uncomfortable having that come out of my mouth.
I mean, that's something that we're good at. I mean, that's some overlap between Glenn and I.
Making young ladies uncomfortable. Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah, no, okay, but let's address that. You brought it up before that amazing whittling. Is it D's or T's?
I believe it's W-H-I-D-D-L-E.
It's whatever you want to make of it.
I actually think it's T's. I think it's T's, but like that like Smoky Mountain accent turns the T's into D's.
Maybe.
You ever been to the Smoky Mountains?
I don't know.
Oh, beautiful.
Where are they? Then yes.
Yeah. Just didn't leave a lasting memory.
Well, here's the thing. The only time I've been to Tennessee, I was doing a tour of whiskey distilleries with a friend who was on a research trip for a book. He did not have a driver's license or drink whiskey. So I was tasked with doing both of those things, and one makes the other one harder. But I'm a responsible ass adult. So like I wasn't driving drunk around Tennessee.
Right.
But like we would go and I would have like two drinks, and we would just hang out at the distillery for like a few hours, and then go to the next one, because I think we did like 11 in the course of a week or something.
What was your friend writing about?
He was trying to do a travel book on the American whiskey trail.
Why, if he doesn't drink
I
whiskey?
Don't know. I have no idea. He never wrote it.
Yeah, I was going to say, you said trying, which makes me think it never happened.
He has since written three books that aren't this book. I was going to contribute weird sort of, I would say, John Hodgman-esque
anecdotes.
Things about the trip and the places that we went, where he was writing as like a travelogue. I was looking at it as a weird comedy thing. It was basically going to be like an appendices of dumb nonsense. Mm-hmm. Like, he was going to write this travel book as like a regular, you know, fun, interesting book about places to go. And then I was going to be like, oh, also there's a museum about George Washington where apparently no one has any idea what George Washington looked like, because every rendering of George Washington in it's Francis Tavern in New York City. It's the place where Washington dismissed his generals after the Revolutionary War.
Mm-hmm.
Still there. You can still go. And the upstairs is a museum of George Washington, but none of the pictures look anything like one another. Because it was the 1700s. Like, you didn't see George Washington. You saw a picture of him.
Right. So it's like a collection of really bad art.
Yeah. It's like that thing, the Whisper Down the Alley game, but with right. George Washington's face.
Or like, was it the Fantastic Corpse or something like that? Like, what's that?
Exquisite Corpse.
Exquisite Corpse. It's kind of like that.
Yeah.
Huh. Cool.
Yeah.
So when you were in Tennessee, did you see any whittling?
I saw one tour guide at, I believe it was the George Dickel Distillery, when we walked up to the distillery, was sitting on the porch of the building, straight whittling, baby.
Oh, that's great.
Was he whittling a duck, or do you know?
He was just making a stick pointy.
Right. I think that's actually part of it, right? Like, some of it's more like therapeutic, just doing something.
Yeah.
Like concentrating on it. Like, whittling is the original fidget spinner.
Yes. So you're doing it. I was a chubby Boy Scout. You would just, as if you were preparing for war, sharpen a stick. But you would just keep doing it until you didn't have a stick anymore. Like, the goal wasn't a pointy stick. It was a dull knife.
Right. It's like someone's mom who has "Life is a Journey" in like vinyl letters on their kitchen wall.
Yeah, someone's boring ass mom. Yeah. It's exactly like,
yeah, right.
Live, laugh, love.
Yeah,
whittle.
Yeah. It's the live. It's the live, laugh, love of woodworking.
Yeah. Right. Like, you do it to have something to do more than the product.
I feel like as
part of the connotation.
As a northerner living on the East Coast my entire life, I feel like a lot of my opinions and knowledge about whittling are like Looney Tunes based.
Sure.
Like, I feel like that's where I probably saw it the most, which is not a great source for facts.
Well, I mean, rabbits aren't that tall and they don't talk.
Right.
But do they whittle? Beavers do, kind of, with their mouths. They whittle on them trees to make those whittle dams.
I hate you so much right now. No, but seriously, like, I don't know. Like that's, to me, that's great that you actually saw somebody doing it in real life. I don't think I've ever seen anybody doing it in real life, specifically with...
I definitely have. Like, it was a literal, like...
Here's how you do it in the Boy Scouts.
It's like a literal pastime, like a thing you do while camping to pass time because camping's so boring.
Right.
They're like, I don't know. Just please leave me alone. Leave daddy alone for 10 minutes so I can just sit here in the tent and take a nap. Here's a knife and a stick. Just go leave me alone.
You and I have very similar opinions on camping.
That's the origins of whittling.
Yeah, it's good.
Somebody's father just wanted to be left alone. You in Cub Scouts, you get a whittling chip card, I believe it's called. Because in Boy Scouts, it's a totem chip card because you can use an axe. But you have to take a test that says that it proves, you know, you can handle a pocket knife responsibly. And if you get caught doing something that you shouldn't be doing with a pocket knife, like throwing it or like stabbing someone.
You're not supposed to throw pocket knives?
Stabbing someone.
Well, I have a pocket knife then.
Yeah. Or like if they catch you like stabbing somebody to death, then they take a corner, they cut a corner off of your card, and if you lose all four corners, you get taken away. You can't have a pocket knife anymore.
So you could stab someone one time, but still
yeah,
keep
I mean that's
card.
Just an
Actually,
example.
You could do it
like,
three times and still keep your card. Yeah.
Fourth time, they're like, "We told you, stop stabbing people, yeah. Jeremy. Give me that card."
I'm impressed they give you like four strikes and you're out, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yes. And then the Boy Scouts,
especially with a knife.
Some troops, I think, were stricter and would just yank it, but I think good old Pac 54.
I wish I drank more because there's this new trend of like axe throwing.
Yeah,
cars.
I did that.
Yeah, like that sounds badass, but like I don't know.
It is
also like there's a lot of people that I don't want to have to meet on my way to that activity.
Sure. There's a place in New Jersey that I took my brother and his friend to as a Christmas gift, and it's slightly too far away. So it was like too much of a drive. Where it's like if you live in LA and you're like, oh, let's drive to Vegas, like that scene in Swingers
yeah,
where they're
like,
all hyped.
We could do it.
And they get like halfway. I'm like, I have a backyard and hatchets are not very expensive. Like, we don't have to drive an hour and 20 minutes.
Right.
We went and it was fun for most of the time. Because you go, you like pay per person per hour for your group.
Right.
And then 1 hour, you're like, I could do this for another, like, 15 minutes. But if we did 2 hours, I'd be like this. I'm so sick of this by minute 90.
It's like bowling.
Yes.
It's the same payment structure as a bowling alley.
Right.
Huh. I do think, like, hatchet throwing is, like, adjacent to whittling, right? Like, what are the other, like, adjacent
things? It's one tool. One piece of wood, one person.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the only setup you need, and then you could pretty much call it whittling.
Aerial whittling.
Yeah. Sure.
Huh. There's probably some sort of like whittling world championship too, right? Like that.
Oh yeah, competitive whittling is that. There's no way that's not like. I would say there's probably a speed category. You all get a uniformly length stick, and whoever whittles it down. First, like you probably let's say you get a 2 foot dowel because it's got to be it can't just be twigs, right? Because there's
no, I'm with you. You're
there's
right.
too many
You're
factors,
right? Yeah,
for it to be competitive, it has to be
standardized.
So you're working with dowels, which is not ideal historically speaking,
right?
But look, competitive world is tough. So you start with a 2 foot dowel and there's a 6 inch line, right?
Uh-huh.
And you got to whittle it down. To the line.
Yeah.
Whoever gets it first is the winner.
So who's coming up with these standards? Is there like a national whittling board?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, there's definitely a national whittling board.
Oh
yeah.
Somebody's gotta say what's right, what's wrong.
And you so know the record was beaten like by a woman like fucking 50 years ago and they didn't give her credit and just like in chess some motherfucker named Magnus came in and did it.
They're like,
and,
oh yeah, did you see Magnus was the first person ever to get to the 6 inch mark in under an hour, and you're like, nah. So I was trying to think of a fun lady name, but I was just gonna say Susan Polgar, but that's the chess player that I was talking about earlier.
What she can do two things.
She's probably I feel like she could probably whittle
probably
very competently.
What are the odds that, like, when I go to look up the Wikipedia page for whittling, I accidentally type chess because of that? Pretty high, I would say.
Let's do one on chess, and it's going to be a special 8-hour episode where I just gleefully talk about all the fun chess things that I know because nobody ever wants to talk to me about chess.
I'm sorry, I had tuned out.
See?
Like, for real, I did tune out a little bit there.
I know.
But I did hear the end. No one does want to talk to you about chess.
I get excited about chess.
All right, we're wrapping up on whittling. We got to kind of tie up any loose ends we have here. Any other things we need to add before we check out the actual Wikipedia page?
No, but the term definitely comes from taking a big stick and making it whittle.
Making it whittle.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to try it with
That's
L's
where it
first.
Comes from.
It does appear that it is, with T's, rather. It does appear that it is T's. It's T's, not T's.
I don't like that.
I do. I had it right.
So now we got to keep a separate score of you versus me?
No, we're a team, buddy.
All right. Then as a team, we got the spelling correct.
Yeah, nailed it. Whittling may refer to either the art of carving shapes out of raw wood using a knife.
Yeah.
Or a
like
time-occupying,
like
non-artistic process of repeatedly shaving slivers from a piece of wood.
Yeah, we got both of those.
Yeah, fucking nailed it.
Right on, us.
Mm-hmm. There's a couple photos. There's one of a whittling knife, and there's one of just someone hacking away at some wood.
Some just dillweed slicing away.
This is a very short Wikipedia page. The background, casual whittling is typically performed with a light, small-bladed knife, usually a pocket knife. We had pocket knife.
Hell yeah!
Specialized whittling knives with fixed single blades are preferred for sculpting artistic work. They have thick handles.
That's what the pros use.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. They have thick handles. They're easier to grip for long periods, have better leverage, allowing more precise control and pressure. Occasionally, the terms whittling and carving are used interchangeably.
But shouldn't be.
They should not be.
Get out of here, carving.
Because carving employs the use of chisels, gouges.
Specialty tools. See?
One person, one tool, one piece of wood.
Hell yeah. I'm crushing this.
All right. In industrialized areas of the world, whittling is mainly a hobby and not an occupational activity as it was before powered woodworking equipment. That makes sense. Splash whittling is a historical decorative technique in Norway using an axe to create a herringbone pattern. Leave it to the Norwegians.
Yeah, what's up, Norway? That sounds dope.
Sounds dope. One line on safety, always protect your thumb with a leather thimble.
Well, now we know.
Always.
Yeah.
Always, though, because as mentioned, I was a Boy Scout. I have some whittling experience. I've never seen a leather thimble.
Yeah, well,
do you think you would have benefited from?
Nah, my thumbs were fine.
You gave up on you were a protege. You didn't even know it. You were.
That's what it was. I could have. Prodigy.
Prodigy. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I smacked that bitch up.
I wanted to say that it's not as funny as you think it is, but I admittedly laughed pretty hard when I heard that as well. Then there's like two sentences on wood types, and basically it says hardwoods are difficult to whittle.
Yeah, they're hard, you stupid internet page.
Right, and then there's also wood carving, which we're not going to do because that's not whittling.
Get out of here.
That's all that's on the page. We clearly
destroyed
this. No mention of Looney Tunes. Yeah. No mention of competitive whittling.
No way.
Not even the National Whittling Society.
No weird chess sidebars that didn't necessarily belong in the episode, but I worked them in anyway.
Boom. We are all tied up with Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Look at that. 3-3-2.
You ain't tough, Wikipedia.
Yeah. You ain't nothing.
Cool. Well, we end every episode the same way by coming up with a fact that is indeed fake that we try to pass off as real on the actual Wikipedia page. This is, not going to be hard. There's barely any information in here. I would posit that something about is it etymology of the word? Is that how you would say that? Or am I saying that wrong? Etymology?
I think you're right.
I don't know. I'm in the ballpark. Something about the origin of a word, right?
Yeah.
And I think it should be your joke about how it involves making a piece of wood whittler.
You take a big piece and you make it whittle.
I love it. I love it so much.
That's a great Cub Scout dad joke is what that is.
It's a great any dad joke.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. So that's it. We're all tied up. We're bringing it back.
Yeah.
It's the end of the episode. Shout out to our very special guest. Thank you so much. Do you have anything to plug?
No.
Love it.
I never do.
Cool.
See you around. Thank you. It was an honor.
Delightful.
Yeah, delightful. Do all those things that you're supposed to do to help support podcasts. You know what they are. You listen to a bunch of them.
Or it'd be weird if this was the only one.
It would be weird if this was the first podcast that you listen to. But, hey, you know, I don't know. Just
start strong.
Yeah.
Start with the best.
Bye, friends.
Bye.